Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Late last night, we had the news of Vin Scully's passing. The idea that Vin Scully did what he did for as long as he did it, 67 years. I have been a sports columnist in Memphis for 26, and it feels like that's a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like, okay, it's probably, you know, I'm...
This is a really long time.
I may not be winding up tomorrow, but, but you know, maybe I'll be a sports columnist for 30 years.
Yeah.
For nearly 70 years?
It's remarkable. It's unheard of. And we won't ever see that again.
Yeah.
You'll never see that again.
And, well, and it's different now. You know?
So, I mean, well, even at the end for him, he was calling TV split with radio. It wasn't radio only.
And you got everything.
Yeah.
Everything
and he was on Twitter at the end of his
everything
life.
Everything is different now. So,
how many years did you do it before you got to Memphis before the 26 here?
I only did it for four.
Okay, so you're 30 years in.
I was literally telling a young journalist yesterday that I was kind of in a hurry because I didn't even go back to journalism school till I turned 30. And so I was 31 when I got my first journalism job, 2 years in Anniston, 2 years in Fort Lauderdale, and then here. So you don't normally become a columnist at a paper the size of that the Commercial Appeal was then after 4 years in the business. If you're 20 starting out in the business or 21, at 24, you're not going to. But I was 31 when I started.
So you think the age helped a little bit get that
done? And also, I was in a hurry, and people took me more seriously because I was –
You're older.
I was older, even if I wasn't as experienced.
Sure.
And I'd had this other life and stuff. But anyway, whatever. So be that as it may. It is, of course, all different now.
Yeah.
We do still connect to the people who narrate our sports. Like, just look at the Grizzlies, right? We connect on the radio side to Eric and EP. And then on the TV side, we connect to
Pete Peranica,
Brevin Knight, Fish.
Yeah.
Like, in that, like, people say it's not the same. And it's not the same, but you can still have an emotional connection to the narrators of the games.
Yes.
Right? That's still, and we see it. There's unquestionably an emotional connection. Now, you are also consuming, just take the Grizzlies. You're consuming the Grizzlies on the radio and on TV. Every night you have those two, right? Those two choices. Maybe you're also going to have a national TV. And then you're also consuming them because everyone's writing about them, and then the highlights are everywhere, and then you can read on Twitter, and then you can see what they're saying themselves. You can follow John on Twitter. You can, like, there's a million different ways in which content is coming at you about the Grizzlies. So you have that emotional connection, but it's only one of, whereas in the Vin Scully era, it was really, for almost every game, all you had was Vin Scully on the radio, on your transistor. Like, that was, every game wasn't telecast. You didn't have Twitter. You couldn't see what Sandy Koufax had tweeted that day. You couldn't, you know, putting out TikTok videos. Or like, it was Vin Scully, who worked alone. Like, national, he'd work with Joe Gargiola, whatever else. But, like, Vin Scully talking to you for every game for 70 years. And there is still, and I don't know if it's lost. Like, does anyone? Well, Jake's a baseball fan. Yeah, Jake's a Cards fan, yeah, right?
Yep.
Does he listen to games on the radio? Is that something that growing up now you ever listen to a game on the radio?
So he doesn't even do TV. He does YouTube clips.
Right. He doesn't even watch it on TV.
Because it's too slow to get to seeing Arenado do a sling from third base. Dad, watch this. Here's the YouTube
clip. Idea
and you can zip from clip to clip in rapid fire succession and show that to your father and go, look at these three plays and watch Arenado hit this home run. And then it's done and it's 2 minutes. It's somewhat depressing.
The idea of
but it's just
radio, and you sort of think of people sitting out on the porch, you know, and listening and forming this picture in their mind's eye.
That's my dad. That's my dad in St. Louis.
Or driving along.
Yeah.
Like I would in college, you know, before it was still the era of radio. I would drive along and listen to the Red Sox broadcast.
Out of Boston?
Yeah. Well, when I went to college in Boston. Yeah. I was in Boston for 7 years.
You were listening on the radio.
So I was 7 years. If I was driving around,
Wow.
And I still remember radio was mostly how I followed the Bills and Sabres when I was a kid. Like that, but that, I listen to Eric.
Sure.
When I'm in the car.
Me too.
When the Grizzlies are playing,
mm-hmm.
I listen to Eric when I'm in the car and the Grizzlies are playing. I don't really, but if I'm home, I turn on the TV because they're on.
It's easy.
If you were home and the Dodgers fans, they weren't on every night.
Yeah.
So you were listening, and then also everyone in the stadium was listening on their transistor. So you could, if you were sitting at Dodger Stadium, you could hear, even if you didn't have your transistor, you could hear Vin Scully. And he is, let's be honest, he is the biggest, most important Dodger. He is.
No question.
You know, and it's funny.
Not close either.
And I listen to, you know, you can go back and you can hear, and I have, a lot of the big play-by-plays, Perfect Game by Sandy Koufax or Hank
Gibson.
Aaron. Hank Aaron, because he called
Aaron,
715.
Gosh.
And
Gibson.
Kirk Gibson mm-hmm. is another one.
Yeah. That's my big memory was 88, I think, for him, my era.
But don't you think of Jack Buck when you think of the Kirk Gibson
it's funny.
Moment?
So that's who
it
first
is.
Came to mind this morning as a Cardinal fan. You think of Jack Buck. Here's the difference, though. And this is no disrespect to Jack Buck because he was a damn legend. He was the GOAT for St. Louis Cardinals. So the next paragraph and next chapter. But Vin Scully was this, and Bob Costas wrote about this morning, and you see this in these obituaries that you're reading this morning. He's the poet laureate, you know, prestigious voice, always suited. He quit smoking, I think, in the 60s because his family got him to quit smoking. That was not Jack Buck. Jack Buck was going to smoke to the last damn day. That dude was
going to say,
and a different voice. It wasn't a classic voice like that.
If you listen, though, to the Kirk Gibson calls,
yes,
the one that people know, I do not believe what I just saw. That's right.
Incredible to impossible.
Well, that's the Gibson call. To me, the thing that made Vin Scully is not the calls of the biggest moments. Baseball on radio is really about the dailiness. It's the
accumulation
to you
of
every
these
day.
Hours
it's
and stories.
All these hours and stories.
I agree.
I sent you a story earlier today, and this more than if you listen to the Kirk Gibson call, here's what it sounds like. Kirk Gibson, it says she's gone, and then all you hear is the fans, like right. which is its own form of art. But like, there's not some call that is burned in. Do you believe in miracles? Yes, you know, there's not some call. What Vin Scully was really known for was his storytelling every single night. That's the point. For 70 years, he talked to you and he told you stories. And to me, this is a better representation of Vin Scully than the Kirk Gibson home run, if we can get this one. This is
Baumgartner tells a story which, in a sense, reminds you of what it takes to be a big league ball player. It's 2 years ago in spring training, and he and his wife were roping cattle, which is what they do. 1-1 pitch, sinker low, ball 2-1. And they were startled by a large snake. And Madison thought it was a rattlesnake, so he grabbed an axe and he hacked the snake to pieces. But there's something more to the story. 2-1 pitch. Low, ball 3-1. When his wife Allie and an expert field dresser examined what was left of the snake, she found two baby jackrabbits inside pieces of the snake and extracted them. 3-1 pitch to Turner, way inside, ball 4. And after she extracted them a short while later, the Bumgarners noticed that one of the rabbits had moved slightly. It was alive. Well, his wife brought the rabbit back to their apartment. For the next few days, they kept it warm, bottle nursed it, and the rabbit soon was healthy enough that they released it into the wild. And Madison said, just think about how tough that rabbit was. First it gets eaten by a snake, then the snake gets chopped to pieces, then it gets picked up by people and lives. It's all true. Meanwhile, line drive base hit to center by Hendrick, and the Dodgers are in business, first and second and nobody out. So I guess really the morale to the whole story about the rabbit and the snake, you've got to somehow survive, you've got to somehow battle back. A lesson well taught for all of us.
So you get 70 years of that, you know? First of all, do you believe the story about the... He said all true. Do you believe the story?
I do.
About the... You believe that a snake ate a rabbit?
Sure. I've seen live animals come out of animals that have been killed. Or you see it with fish, too. If you like...
You've ever caught a fish that had a live animal in it?
I've caught some...
Worm? A living worm or something?
Occasionally you'll get a worm in there. Or if you are... You know, if you're taking your fish out and you're cleaning fish for a fish fry and you do volumes of bluegill bass, you could see worms in there in different species.
Live animals, inside animals.
Just worms, generally, or worms would be the ones that are wiggling
around
Jonah.
In there. Jonah, of course. Jonah and the whale.
Of course, yeah.
You know, Jonah was swallowed by that whale.
Legendary Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never doubted that one, so why should I doubt the...
I'd be honest with you. I'm a Christian. Sometimes I doubt that one. I shouldn't. I mean, my pastor and I have talked about it.
I take every word
Moses,
as gospel.
Yeah,
every
exactly.
single
yeah.
word of that book.
And so we might as well take Vin as gospel here.
But that is the, you know, the idea of it is more. If you go back and listen to the calls, calls are, he calls it, and then he lets the crowd take over, which I think people applaud his restraint. But he was not, I need the perfect line for this. He was the narrator of your life, which is what baseball, can be because of its everydayness. And no one has ever done it better than Vin Scully.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.